The Zamzos Garden Show is sponsored by Zamzos. The views, opinions, and advice offered by the show's hosts do not necessarily reflect those of KBOI or its parent company, Cumulus Media. KBOI makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information expressed and shall not be responsible or liable for any claims arising out of the use of or reliance upon any such information.
What kind of seeds are you sowing? Why is it so green where you're from? It must be Zamzos growing in your yard, garden, or barn. You've done it right, you see it. Got the help that you needed. Zamzos really makes you want to come home.
I'm coming home,
'cause nobody knows like Zamzos.
News Talk 670 KBOI. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on News Talk 670 KBOI. To be a part of the show, call now 1-800-529-KBOI or 336-3700. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on the Big 670 KBOI.
Good morning, everyone. It is the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie. I want to thank you all for tuning in this another snowy Saturday. It's just been crazy and wild, and who knows what's going to happen next. But really excited this week to have in studio for the very first time, Enoch Lopez from our Water Tower store. Enoch, thanks for coming in, man. I appreciate you spending some time to come talk to us.
Thank you for welcoming me. I'm very glad to be in the show with you.
Yeah, no, this is be great. I don't know a lot about you. I mean, you were manager of the Franklin store, so I got to have a little bit of interaction with you over at the corporate office there for a little bit. But now you're at the Water Tower store. How are you liking it over there?
I'm liking it very well. Basically, everybody's phenomenal. Customers are great, and I'm looking forward for a great season coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be Water Tower has a special place in my heart. That was one of the I guess it was the third store I worked at with my career at Zamzos. I was the assistant manager there for a number of months, and I was there in the middle of the season, like in the summer. And it'll be interesting. You'll get to hear a lot of race cars on a Saturday afternoon. It's kind of interesting. There's some good stories. You should ask Greg Schneider about his race car story from Water Tower.
Absolutely. I will get with Greg. And he's always had great stories, and I do enjoy talking to Greg a lot.
Yeah.
And he has taught me a lot since I joined the team last year. And the things I've learned have been phenomenal, and the vision that the company has and Zamzos is just amazing. And that's one of the things that amazes me the most, is just enjoying, you know, the customers, enjoying the company vision. And that's one of the greatest things that I think I've joined a great corporation.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. And I've been with Zamzos for, seems like an eternity now. I think I'm on my like 16th year. So it's nice to have, you know, somebody new come in and feel the same way I do and the same way I have for so long. You know, it is a good company. You had some really interesting things to say. Like you were a person on the outside looking in, and then you got here and you had some, I just wanted you to share, you mentioned it was something like the things retailers say but never do is kind of what you said it better than me.
Correct. And one of the things, Nolan, that I've worked retail for over 22 years, and everybody talks about the customer service and what they would do. To me, working with that, it was a struggle because it was something that they didn't execute, flawlessly. And when I joined the Zamzos team, that's something they do naturally. Not only do they welcome me with open arms, they also welcome the customers, and they truly mean it. They truly go above and beyond. They truly, help the customer to their need. They're not after their mighty dollar. They're after, the benefit, what they're going to get from their animals that they love, their benefit of their gardening, their benefit of what the outcome of what they do. And Zamzos does a great job in actually, conveying every message that we learn, with everybody, customers and as well as Zamzos, 16 years.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice to be able to work for a company where you get to be genuinely honest with people and, you know, meet them at their level and help them out. And it's always been great. So let's just talk a little bit more about you, Enoch, because I like I said, I don't know you very well, and I'd like to get to know a little bit about you. You've been with the company for about 2 years now?
No, actually, last year, April.
Oh, really? So it's only been a year?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's wild. So you started up at Fedway.
Yes, I started Fedway. I work with a great manager, Corey. My God, he has a lot of knowledge, and he just passed on. And, you know, Greg Snyder is another, you know, person that actually helps, you know, bring in a lot of, you know, vision to it. And also, you know, I moved to the Franklin store.
Yeah.
You know, I got to manage the Franklin store, which is a great store. And the greatest thing is that you got to meet people, you know, all the time from everywhere. They're moving up here, you know, from out of town, and you get to, you know, have the time to talk to them slowly. Like I said, my experience is being retail for over 28 years. And, you know, I've done gardening, you know, managed gardening areas. And that's one of the things that when I join, that kind of brings it together.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Do a little gardening myself, you know, have pets, you know, my daughter is in 4-H, you know, with wife. So know about the bunnies and all this stuff they do. And actually, I just an observant. I'm not with them doing stuff, but hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, so if you have some questions or anything is on your mind, we're going to talk about some lawn and gardening stuff today. Particularly, we're going to focus a little more on lawns, but we got a few things for the garden there, too. If you have any questions about that, or want to get in touch with it, if you have a question about anything that's on your mind, give us a call, 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. So, Enoch, we were talking before the show started, you know, just about what, you know, this is it's a weird time of year, right? Because it's still snowing.
Yes.
It seems like, oh, that was probably the last of the snow, right? No, it's going to snow again. I was pretty surprised to see it snowing this morning. But, you know, it's just a weird kind of a flux time, right? There's not a lot to do, but everybody's kind of like standing at the start line ready to just pounce and start get going. And a lot of people are coming in asking, when can I start? When can I start? When can I start? And so we're going to talk about that kind of stuff today. When can you start? And when should you put down X product? So we're going to kind of delve into those things. And kind of try to give you some hard dates. You know, it's tough really to say when exactly it's going to happen. I don't know when. Do you know what day the first day of spring is? It's one of those things I should know, but I never remember it.
March 21st.
Is it always March 21st? Or around there? I don't even know if it's a hard date. I should know these sort of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
March 21st is the first day of spring. And I've even seen it snow on March 21st. One year I was at Chinden, and it was snowing on the first day of spring. It was pretty amazing. Actually, it was a big snow, too. So we still have some time until we really get to spring. But there are certainly some things we can start going doing now. Or, you know, it's tough to say. You know, do you want to fertilize right now? And I am generally of the opinion, like, I don't want to fertilize right now. For a number of reasons. One is I'm lazy, and I don't like to do things too soon. So, but I generally think it's better to wait, especially for fertilization, in starting that closer to the middle to end of March, at the earliest. And I tend to feel like if you start too early and the grass starts going, we get snow like this, it can cause some issues. We can definitely push too much growth and cause some damage if we get a heavy snow or it's sitting around. And also, I mean, if it starts growing early, you're going to have to start mowing earlier. Who wants to do that yet? I mean, I don't.
That's a very true statement. And a lot of people do not get their water turned on. And that's a key factor that when you lay down your fertilizer, that's something that you want to have it just water just to make sure that because the product is pet friendly, children friendly, and when you water it down. So the best thing is just wait a little bit just to make sure that the product, you know, works well.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We want to make sure it's working right. So we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Zamzos Garden Show on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, and hard to believe, but it's already the first week of March. And if you've not purchased your 2018 Zamzo's lawn program yet, it's time. In fact, the first day of spring is March 20th, and even if the weather turns cold for a day or two, there's still going to be some nice days in between where you can apply your first application of Zamzo's lawn food, let Mother Nature water it in, and have it ready to grow the moment the soil temperature warms up. Remember, with Zamzo's lawn program, you get five applications, which is everything you need for 2018. For one low price. Programs start at just $99.99 for a 2,500 square foot lawn, and we loan you a spreader to apply it with for free. Plus, when you sign up for our lawn program, you get an automatic 10% discount on any plants and lawn and garden items you buy at Zamzo's for the rest of the year. So why not make this the year you move up to worry-free lawn care? Sign up now for Zamzo's 2018 lawn care program.
Nobody knows like Zamzo's.
You are more than your family of origin. You're more than the family that you're in right now. You're more than your ethnic heritage. You're more than your gender. You're more than your sexual makeup or your sexual desires or your sexual experiences. You are more than your religion. You're more than your body. You're more than your career. You're more than your intellect or your knowledge. You are more than all these things. Now, they're important, but you are an image bearer of the God of heaven. He specifically, intelligently designed you and created you because of these truths. He loves you, and he shows you that at the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. I'm Kevin Skidmore. This is a Cross-Eyed Minute Uplift brought to you by the Boise Church of Christ. You can find more about us at boisechurch.org. Boise Church of Christ, where church is family, a place to start over.
There's a special kind of love.
Not available in all states.
Thank you for calling Reese and Irby's, the future of frozen yogurt.
Are you the robot people?
Reese and Irby's Froyo robots? Yes, ma'am. Our Froyo robots serve 7 different flavors of delicious frozen yogurt with up to 6 delicious toppings all within 60 seconds. We place our robots all over the country. Malls, theaters, theme parks, almost anywhere people want an amazing treat. It's the future of frozen yogurt.
And you sell these robots?
That's right. Whether you're looking for a full or part-time turnkey business, Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available as a unique franchise opportunity across the United States.
And how do I find great locations for my robots?
Well, actually, we do that for you. Your robots go into high-traffic, secured locations, engage with customers daily, deliver amazing Froyo experiences to customers, and you collect the profits. They work so you don't have to.
Well, I definitely want my own Froyo robots. How do I get them?
It's easy. Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 9595. That's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 9595. Locations are going fast, so don't wait. Again, that's FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 9595.
Recreation season is just around the corner, and the RV and boat liquidators are back. Now through March 11th at the Village of Meridian, save like never before on a brand new RV or boat. Get exclusive show pricing on a huge selection of travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, toy haulers, and boats. Don't miss your chance to save thousands when you buy at the show. It's the great RV and boat liquidation happening now through March 11th at the Village of Meridian. RVandBoatLiquidators.com.
Nate Chelman here for Leisure Mattress. Family-owned, family-operated, three generations of making mattresses in Idaho. I'm talking about a family full of craftsmen dedicated toward making sure everybody in Idaho has a great night's sleep, the best night's sleep possible, as well as affordable. They make and assemble the mattresses right there at 4540 South Federal Way. You could save hundreds to thousands of dollars on your night's rest. Go to leisuremattress.com or check them out, 4540 South Federal Way. Tell them Nate Shulman from KBOI sent you.
If you have an opinion, we want to hear it. Paul Jay and Chris in the morning. Nate on the drive home. We are 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part two of the Zamzo's Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and I'm really glad and excited to have Enoch Lopez from our water tower store in studio today. Thanks a lot for being here, Enoch. Yeah, thanks for taking the time away. I got you out of teaching the chicken class.
Yes. Absolutely. Hey, Steve does a great job.
Steve is very smart. He's been on the show a number of times, and I like Steve. He's a very smart individual. So, hey, if you have any questions, you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOY. We've got wide open phone lines, so we'll get you right in and answer any of those questions you might have. Enoch, we were mentioning you made up a good point while we were on break there about applying like something like fertilizer too early. And did you mind sharing what that was? You had a customer come in. People were wanting Humagreen already.
Yeah. One of the things that a lot of people are not a lot, but numerous people are coming in asking for the Humagreen, which is the maintenance application, and usually it goes down in July, the hottest part of the month, just maintain your lawn. But it does help, make the lawns green. But the only concern that we may have is that if we're putting Humagreen too early and the ground's still frozen, the lawn's still dormant, it might not just do what the customers are looking for right away. So that's some of the things that it will work. It's just going to take a little bit longer when the lawn kind of wakes up and, starts feeding. And the actual part when the lawn starts waking up, what we want to do is that the lawn needs to feed, just like any of us waking up or animals that are dormant. You want to feed it. And that's why we do the spring and summer fertilizer, which is the lawn fertilizer to help the lawn get its nutrients and get everything it needs to, to be healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the grass is going to be hungry, and the nitrogen in the spring and summer is the thing that it's going to feed on right away. And Humagreen is great. I want to make sure that that's clear. Humagreen is absolutely fine any time of year. You can apply it, in the lawn program, it goes on, like you mentioned, in the summer, but applying it at any time is fantastic. It's got a handful of benefits that are going to start doing things right away. But if you're expecting it to green the lawn up right away, it's not going to do that right now. It's going to do a lot of other stuff for the lawn, but it's going to take time for that green to show up. We're kind of going against the grass's normal tendencies to wake up and start doing its normal thing. So we've got time, and we've got plenty of time to get that stuff down there. But Humagreen, what would be great for Humagreen right now actually is applying it to your garden bed.
Oh, absolutely.
Putting it in your flower beds or even your vegetable garden would be fantastic for those areas. Because you're not growing a lot in there now, but it's going to start, it's going to add a whole bunch of micronutrients and really get a lot of stuff ready for those plants once you do put them in the ground.
Oh, that's accurate. The other thing in the same lines is the topic of start thinking of preventative, maintenance to the lawn.
Yeah.
That's the other topic that we should be thinking about coming up on your first application on your lawn when you're going to feed your lawn. We have kind of a few preventative products to make sure that your lawn, because last year we had a very rough year with insects. We have rough year with weeds because of the winter we had.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that we can discuss too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think coming up, that's probably before fertilization or even with fertilization, something like a crabgrass preventer is something you're going to want to have on the back of your mind or get ready to have applied to the lawn. So I think that's, if I'm looking at the calendar, that's one of the things along with the lawn food. The crabgrass preventer is probably one of the first things you're going to apply to get down and start preventing those weeds, particularly crabgrass. It's going to do a lot for spurge. Goosegrass is one. It seemed like goosegrass was a big problem last year.
Yeah, a lot of people, were having a lot of it.
Yeah.
And that was the main topic towards, in the August month,
right,
September.
Yeah, so that's a really it's an interesting thing to talk about because crabgrass preventer. We apply it here in early March to prevent the crabgrass because the crabgrass comes up first. It's the one that's going to germinate the fastest and the earliest, and that's usually around when the soil temperatures really start to get consistently about 45 degrees. And that's once you've got that for about 5 to 10 days, that's when you're going to start seeing crabgrass start to germinate, and that's when you want to put the crabgrass preventer down. Now, if you've had issues like goosegrass, like Enoch was mentioning here, you're going to really want to make sure you get a second application on later in the year, closer to like the end of May, is that's what is going to really make sure you've got a full coverage for that application to make sure you've prevented the goosegrass as well. Even spurge, that's another one that's really common and just, you know, drives people crazy in the middle of summer. You know, spurge is everywhere. Goosegrass is everywhere. And so you really want to make sure you get that second application. So let's try to put a hard date on it. And I'm going to say we should probably do that. Let's see, is it 24th? Really try to think about putting the crabgrass preventer down on March 24th. That could certainly change, but that's what I'm thinking. I think that's a Saturday. I can't quite see the, can you see that there? That calendar? I think it's the 24th. Yeah.
It does look as a Saturday, the 24th.
Yeah. So I think if you, you know, made yourself a reminder, to put that crabgrass preventer down. And I think I've even got some reminders on our website that you can add to your phone right away. The same with like the applications. You can add those to your phone on our events page on the website, and you'll have them in your calendar for the rest of the year. That's going to be a good time to really start with that. Like I said, it could certainly change if it stays cold like this and persists. You know, we might even push it back a little bit. I'm going to guess we're probably not going to push it up just because of how cold it's been. But I think this next week I've got a soil thermometer. I'm a weird dude. I keep like a soil thermometer in my truck because I'm always interested in stuff like that. So I'll probably be out prodding the soil this next week to see what our soil temperatures are doing, because it's an interesting thing, and that's really what you want to use to kind of gauge where you're going to apply those things. So look to about the 24th to get the crabgrass preventer down. And then, Enoch, the other thing you mentioned too was grub control. People already asking for grubs and chinch bugs. I think it seemed like chinch bug was more of a problem this last year than grubs. And I think it changes from place to place, but I know the few long calls I did last year, it seemed like the problem was chinch bugs more than grubs.
Correct. And that's the big one, is to make sure that you are preventative. You are preventing instead of actually trying to get to kill. Because if you don't prevent, everything you're losing, sometimes people think that is due to watering, that they're having their brown spots, and you will have to reseed those areas. So if you prevent it, you will actually don't have to come back and try to fix what has been damaged. And that's the main one.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really the best one, one of the more important ones to really prevent, because it is it's twice as expensive to kill those guys and keep them from coming back than it is to prevent them. So, and that one's typically a bit later. The grubs don't usually start getting active until the temperatures are closer to like 50 to 60 degrees. That's soil temperature, which is an important distinction to remember. That could be the end of March, could be the first part of April. And so you kind of want to watch that. The nice thing is that these things are preventers, so they have a lasting effect. So if you go a little early, it's okay. But as we mentioned earlier, you have to make sure that you've got water. All of these things are going to need water to apply, and that really kind of throws a lot of things off. When we need to apply them to be most effective, we don't always have the moisture that's necessary. So if you're in an area where you don't have that water on, I know some subdivisions will have like their own wells and they can turn it on earlier, but other places that are relying, like in Nampa where I am, I'm relying more on the canal water for our irrigation. And so I tend to kind of put that stuff on a little bit later. You can always apply it with a rain. You know, if it's going to rain for a few days, you can apply it just before that. Or if you're so brave, apply it while it's raining. That's always an option as well. So think about those things. And I think we are at a break. So we're going to go to a break. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOY, and we'll catch you on the other side.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, and March is a great time to feed the wild birds. And at Zamzo's, we have what you need to do it right. You see, we've been formulating feeds for the Treasure Valley for 85 years, so no national chain knows birds better than Zamzo's, which is why every one of our feeds is custom made for the birds that frequent this area. Like our Zamzo's Custom Blend. It's economical to feed and contains only seeds birds in the Treasure Valley love. Our Bird Lovers Blend kicks it up a notch. And our famous Zamzos No Sprout contains no cracked corn and won't sprout in your flower or garden bed. We also have premium black oil sunflower seed and, of course, a great selection of bird feeders. And with spring just a few weeks away, the goldfinches will be here soon. Be ready with Zamzos Niger Thistle, plus expert advice on how to attract the most goldfinches to your yard. So come see us, because for 85 years, when it comes to the wild birds of Idaho,
nobody knows like Zamzos.
Hi, this is Seth, the new owner of Witch Witch, located in the Village of Meridian. I want to invite you in to try our superior sandwiches on our favorites menu. We have 8 delicious witches to choose from. Just to name a few, we have our meatball grinder, Italian club, Reuben, and ultimate BLT. We also have our build your own menu. Simply choose the witch you want, create it the way you want it, and we will build it. Remember that you're always welcome to turn any of our witches into a salad, lettuce wrap, or spinach tortilla wrap. If you have a sweet tooth like me, be sure to try one of our delicious milkshakes or cookies for dessert.
Get your sweet deal from Witch Witch this Friday at KBOY.com. Look for the sweet deals link and buy a $50 gift certificate for only $25. Kids eat free Saturdays and Sundays at Witch Witch. When you purchase a regular size witch at regular price, you'll get a kid's meal free. It's Witch Witch's Fun Days this weekend. Witch Witch is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and on Sundays from 11 to 8. Go to KBOY.com and grab your sweet deal this Friday from Witch Witch in the Village of Meridian.
If your tires hold more excuses than air, that's a big oh no. If you sweat more during an emissions test than during a spin class, that's also a big oh no. If wet roads make your car stop into stop signs instead of at them, that's a really big oh no. And not how stop signs work. Thankfully, for all your car's big O no's, there's always a big O yes. Now through March 4th, get $70 back on a MasterCard Rewards card on sets of 4 Michelin brand tires. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license by MasterCard International Incorporated. Eligibility may vary.
Get a big O yes now with a free alignment check to assure maximum tire mileage. Big O Tires, with 6 Treasure Valley locations, including 4 stores in Boise and in Meridian and Nampa. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Moving or downsizing can be hard work. Call Corbett Auctions and Corbett Bottles Real Estate. We work together to sell your home, whether with traditional listing process or auction, and sell your personal property. Simplify the moving process. Call today for a free quote to make your move easier. 26 years of experience in traditional real estate sales and conducting on-site, internet, and real estate auctions. CorbettAuctions.com, 208-888-9563. 888-9563. Sold, sold, sold.
You got a beautiful home, so fill it up with sunshine.
Can you look your home in the eye and say it's not worth Anderson Windows? Anderson 100 Series windows and patio doors give you the durability, energy efficiency, and beauty that has made Anderson the most trusted brand in the industry. Call Wood Windows, Inc. today for your free estimate at 376-2200.
Wood windows, let the light come shining through.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part 3 of the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Enoch Lopez of our Water Tower Store. Enoch, thank you so much for being here, man. It's been nice getting to know you a little bit and chat with you. Appreciate you coming out.
You're welcome.
Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, I'd love to talk to you. If you have any questions about the lawn or the garden, or you're not sure about when to start something, or if it's time to go ahead and get started, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOY. I did want to mention, we're getting really close to the time where our trees are going to start flowering. So things like, your crab apples, your regular fruit trees, ornamental plums, and if you've had trees that flower and produce a fruit that is something you don't want, we're going to get really close to the time where you can do something about that. And there's a product called, do you remember what it's got like a really specific name? I think it's just called Fruit Eliminator. It's like very specific. This is what it does. This is my name. But now we're getting really close to the time where you're going to want to have that stuff ready. So when those trees start to flower, once they're in full bloom, you can apply that fruit eliminator. And it's just a spray. You're going to spray it over the entire tree, over all the flowers, and it will prevent that fruit. And it's one of those ones that, you know, it seems like we get way into the season or they've got fruit on them and people say, well, what can I do about it? Well, now's the time where you can do something about that. So keep that in mind as you're getting things geared up for this spring. As soon as it warms up, those trees are going to pop and you want to have something like that ready. So have that fruit tree eliminator stuff in the garage, ready to apply, and you should be in good shape. So we've got a phone call here from Bill in Meridian. Let's go to Bill. How's it going? How can we help you?
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. I was just sitting here listening to your show, and you were talking about the crabgrass. That's good thing you mentioned that. I'll put that on my list to do because I had it bad last year and didn't put any preventer down. So
yeah.
We'll give it a try this year and keep that stuff away.
Good, good.
What I did notice this last fall and into winter time, I got affected by it, and I noticed walking my dog, almost all of my neighbors had it. What are these little tiny rodents that live in the bushes, and then they come out and bury these little tunnels through my lawn steal my grass tops and then drag them back into their little caves? And what a pain to get rid of. And everybody had them in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Everywhere. There was little tunnels everywhere.
Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure what you had were voles.
Okay.
Now, it's an important thing to remember. A lot of time when we say vole, what ends up, people think we say mole. So this is V-O-L-E, not M-O-L-E. Moles are not really common around here. So voles are like a small mouse. They don't have a tail like a mouse. They have a tail, but it's really small. But they'll call it a field mouse. And they can be very destructive, and they were very destructive last year because we had so much snow. They did venture out a lot more into, it seemed like, more areas. I mean, I think you probably had a lot of people with this at the stores, right?
We did, especially in the Federal Way area store. There were people, because they had a lot of fields out there, so they were coming in and they were migrating into the residential areas, and that's why we need to make sure that you guys, there's a couple of different ways to go about it. You know, you can trap them, or you can use the traps or the killer. You can actually use the killer too to get rid of them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think the other one, and I'm sorry, did you mention the Mole Max? It's called Mole Max, but it works for the voles.
Yes.
Well. Yeah.
I didn't mention it, but yes, that's one of the things that you can use.
Yeah. So the voles are, they come out of the hole and they kind of work underneath the snow a lot of times, and they kill the grass and they can kill other plants as well. I haven't had many people have an issue with it this year because the weather has not been so bad that they're really venturing out. So I think a lot of them are sticking more towards the fields because that's where they tend to prefer to be. So you probably won't see as much, but really you can use just a regular mouse trap, or like Enoch said, you can use some poisons, or the preventer is just a granular. You apply it out over the entire area, and it works really well. It's a good organic way to prevent them. It's not a poison, so you don't have to be worried if you got a dog or a cat in the area. It works really well.
Will the grass grow back? They're just basically chewing off the tops of the grass and dragging it back? Or?
Yeah, there's a couple of things they can do. One of it, because they kind of tend to be in the same area, they run in the same spots, a lot of it is actually, it's going to be kind of gross, but it's urine burn, really. Because, they're a mouse, right? So they don't care where they go to the bathroom.
Right.
They're just going as they go. And so because they're going in the same spot, they're actually killing it by just using it as their bathroom. So,
okay.
You're probably going to want to do some reseeding. I would, rake it out really good, maybe put a little bit of compost or some soil down in there and then reseed it. That'll make it come back a lot faster. Most of our grasses tend to be really slow to fill in a spot. So
right.
You're going to want to, I would recommend getting some new seed down.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't notice them last winter during Snowmageddon. I didn't notice them at all. But this winter, even though we've had, you know, just not very much snow, we had a few sprinklings of snow, they just seem to be everywhere in our neighborhood. I mean, at first I saw them in my lawn.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, walking the dog, I saw them in pretty much everyone else's lawn in the neighborhood. You see these little trails through the grass. And
yeah.
So they're pretty pervasive now,
yeah,
at least in our neighborhood. So, but they're gone now for the spring. They sort of they'll disappear and migrate somewhere else.
Yeah, they kind of go where the food source is. I mean, where the easiest food source is and where they're not going to be disturbed. So if it's, you know, a lot of times with a lawn, you know, especially if you've got a dog or a cat or something that's around, you know, they're a prey animal. So they're not going to want to be where there's things that are going to try to eat them or chase them. So the reason they were kind of more prevalent was just because there was so much snow, they could get around and get, you know, get to the food sources a little bit easier. So
All right. Well, great. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for the call. All right. I'm a little nervous to take this one. Let's see here. We have, I pushed the, there we go. Okay. All right. We have Brad in Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. And Pam.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Good. It's very sunny here.
Oh, it is? Well, that's weird. Yeah. It's snowing here.
Oh, yeah. By the way, happy birthday.
Oh,
thank you so much. Did you have a question about your lawn or garden?
We're sprouting here, so spring is on the way, just so you know.
Okay, great. So it's making its way from the Oregon coast to Idaho. Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
I love you too. Bye. That's always nice to get a birthday call from your parents on live radio. All right. Thanks, Mom and Dad. I appreciate you. All right. So let's see. What were we talking about? We had a question. Great question about voles. I haven't had as many people come in with that this year. Have they? Have you seen as many?
I had a few.
Have you?
Not that much. Not in the Meridian or the Franklin area.
Yeah.
But more tours.
Yeah, kind of on the outskirts, you tend to get a little bit more of that. You know, we had a lot of it out at Chinden and Eagle. It seemed like they were more pervasive out there for sure. So.
Yes.
Okay, so we were talking about some gardening stuff. We got a few minutes here till the next break. So let's get into you had a really interesting conversation with Jim the other day. We were talking about some composting. I was trying to think of, you know, what could people be doing or wanting to get ready in their garden right now. And I think, you know, composting is one of those things. I really want to kind of harp on that this year. Get more compost, more organic matter into your garden, because it's going to be way better for your plants as opposed to any real fertilization, right? You know, fertilizers are really important and oftentimes necessary, but compost is so, so important, not just for, you know, it does so many different things. You know, it does... it holds on to moisture, it adds a lot of micronutrients, and it also increases the microfauna, the other beneficial bacteria and fungi that are in the soil that the plants need to really be healthy. And something I've been really concerned about or been thinking a lot about, but was it reducing the amount of tilling you do in the garden and really making sure that the ecosystem in the soil stays healthy. So do you mind sharing that conversation you had with Jim, or what was he was mentioning what he was going to kind of do this or has been?
He's talking about that he wants to try to get away from tilling. He's going to, and I wish I could remember the conversation very vivid, but he was talking about using a hoe, moving it around a little bit, doing minimal of, you know, digging down. He's talking about, you know, adding compost. He's talking about, you know, working the soil, making sure the organisms are there and he's not, you know, moving things. So I wish I could remember the conversation.
Yeah. No, I think you got it there. I think we're right on a break. So let's go to that and we'll take that into the next segment and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Why you would want to maybe not till your garden or work it less. So we'll cover that here on the next segment of the Zamzos Garden Show here on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzel, and if you want to feed an alternative protein source, Grandma Z's lamb and vegetable dog food may be just what your dog needs. Lamb is our first ingredient and is naturally lower in fat and protein than other meats. Grandma Z's lamb also contains barley, oatmeal, and brown rice for balanced carbohydrates, a complete vitamin mineral pack, plus an entire array of wonderful fruits and vegetables that provide antioxidants and a host of nutritional benefits. And all during March, all 35-pound bags of Grandma Z's lamb and vegetable dog food are $5 off. Oh, and when you're at Zamzos, be sure to ask about Enzam, the original vitamin mineral supplement from Zamzos that promotes healthy skin and coat, improved digestion, and even fresh breath. So stop by your nearest Zamzos and pick up a 35-pound bag of Grandma Z's lamb and vegetable dog food and get $5 off. Because when it comes to formulating the best foods for your animals,
nobody knows like Zamzos.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-993-3840. 800-993-3840. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-993-3840.
How would you like to get your part of $3,000 just for losing weight? Nate Shellman here, and Drawlinger Enterprise is giving away over $3,000 in prizes. Six males and the top six females here in the Treasure Valley will win their part of $3,000. And here's the best part. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to buy anyone's program. You don't have to buy certain food. You can do it any way you want. Now, you could lose weight the way I'm losing weight with a free health coach, an entire community to help me along my way, or you can do it your way. For more information, go to 670kboi.com. It's 28 to elevate. If you want to have some fun and could use a little accountability, join me. Lose weight and maybe get some cash out of it. Drawlinger Enterprise giving away over $3,000 just so you can lose weight any way you want in the month of March. For more information, go to 670kboi.com. 28 to elevate. That's 670kboi.com. Lose weight, get paid.
Hey, Mom, we brought you that book your friends have been talking about.
I wish I could still read books.
Well, you can with the Talking Book Service, and it's free.
It's easy, Grandma. All you have to do is put the book in the player and press play.
The Escape by David Baldacci.
I love it.
The Idaho Talking Book Service has more than 75,000 free audiobooks of all types. Visit neverstopreading.org or call 1-800-458-3271. Sponsored by the Idaho Commission for Libraries and the Institute of Museum and Library Services.
We interrupt. Oh, you know. It was announced today that world-famous Brundage Mountain is ending its big 2018-2019 season pass blowout sale. Savings of up to $400 on 2018-2019 season passes are only available through Sunday, March 4th. After that, these amazing savings will be gone. Out of here. Sayonara. See ya, baby. Skiers and riders are flocking to Brundage.com to take advantage of these savings. You should, too. I am. See you on the hill. That is all.
When you hear Paul, Jay, and Chris in the morning,
sound like a reality show.
Well, a little bit.
You know, you're on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part four, the last segment of the Zamzos Garden Show today. This snowy Saturday, hopefully the last one of the year, but who knows what's going to happen. Really glad to have Enoch Lopez from our Water Tower location in this week for the first time. Enoch, you did a fantastic job. I appreciate you spending some time with me and talking about some lawn and gardening stuff. I want to throw out a quick reminder. So this month, you guys have already gotten in the Boise Flower and Garden Show tickets. I believe, or the coupons.
The coupons. We have the coupons in the store. If you guys are interested, just swing by the stores, and we have the coupons, you know, available.
Yeah. The Boise and Flower and Garden Show is later this month. I believe it's the 23rd through the 24th through the 26th, something like that. So it's in a few weeks. Zamzos will be there again. I am actually going to be teaching a few of the seminars for Zamzos on the 24th and the 26th. I'll be here at the show, so I won't be teaching on the Saturday, but I'm going to teach a seminar about soils and another one about trees. So two topics that I really enjoy talking about and nerd out about way too much. So if you're at the Boise and Flower and Garden Show either of those 2 days, I think I've got the times that I'll be speaking up on the website. I'd love to see you. If you listen to the show, come and say hi. I always appreciate once I get to hear about somebody that actually listens to the show, because a lot of times I'm just talking. It doesn't, it's fun. I love it. So I always appreciate getting a chance to meet you, the folks that listen. So if you're there, please come say hi. I'd love to meet you. So that's out of the way. We'll be talking about that more as we get closer to the Boise Flower and Garden Show. But that is coming up, so keep that on your calendars. And remember, we do have the coupons available in store now. So let's see. Have you ever been to the Boise Flower and Garden Show?
I have not.
It's a pretty neat show. It's pretty big. I didn't go last year at all. But the year before that, I got to work the booth there a few days, and it's a neat show. It's a lot of fun. We have a pretty big space there, so lots of stuff to look at. Very cool. So let's talk a little bit more about gardening. The theme I think of today's show has kind of been like when can I get started? Everybody's ready. I'm ready despite my laziness. I would love to start working in the yard. But the other thing a lot of people are wondering and asking about is when can we start putting our vegetables and stuff out in the garden? Is that something that it seems like, I've been getting questions online. I'm sure people are being coming in the store asking for it too.
Yeah, they want to start now. Just keep in mind that if we get a freeze at any time before May, you will lose some of the plants.
Yeah, even like some of the things you would put down for harvesting, like a harvest guard or a wall of water, even sometimes, it can get cold enough that those things aren't going to work very well. So it's really best to just wait. You can certainly do things like your cool crops, so your carrots, your lettuce, your spinach, those sort of things can certainly go down now or really close to now once the soil is ready to go. You can put those things down much earlier, but things like your tomatoes and your peppers, you really just want to wait. And we're still even too far out to really start those seeds. So the main thing to remember there is May 10th. May 10th is the average last frost date. Always keep that in the back of your mind. Everything needs to kind of revolve around that day, because that's the day that you're kind of usually in good shape to get started. So we got another phone call from Melody in Nampa. How's it going? How can we help you today?
Hi there. Hey, every week I listen to you guys, I keep thinking, I wait too long to call in. But so here's my quick question.
You're good.
I have some peonies that must be, 40 or 50 years old.
Wow.
They were my mom's. And the last 4 or 5 years, I think it is, they've got that mold stuff on them.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's called, drought, not blight.
Powdery mildew is very common.
Powdery mildew,
yeah.
Thank you, that's it. Powdery mildew and... I was just told before, you don't have to put anything on them, just sort of cut them off and throw them away, don't compost them, and it comes back every year.
Yeah.
Should I do anything, dig them all out, can I apply something to it? Because I'm thinking of putting roses in there, that's what I was wondering, but love the peonies, they just don't last long enough.
Yeah. So, peonies are they're a beautiful plant. They're like one that my wife loves them. So it's like, I do my best to protect the peonies she has in the lawn or in the flower bed. So, but I struggle with the same thing and have for a few years, or I have off and on, I should say. There's a couple of things to remember. So one, if you move the peonies,
uh-huh,
it's going to take about 3 to 4 years for them to bloom again. Anytime you disrupt them like that, even if you buy it at the store and you plant it, you're at least 3 years before they will bloom. And that's just kind of a standard with those guys. Now, a few things to think about. Powdery mildew is very prevalent when there is excessive moisture on the foliage. And sometimes it can be prevented. Sometimes it can't. If it's from rains, that's not anything you can really do. You can't stop the rain, right? But if you have a sprinkler, if we could stop the rain, we'd be I'd probably be really rich. So if you have a sprinkler in the flower bed that is watering over the top and that water is getting on the foliage, if you can stop that or move it, that could prevent it. The other thing you can think about is you can use something like a copper spray. This would be the same copper spray you would use like on your fruit trees to prevent fungus. You would want to do it as the new leaves are starting to push out of the ground. That's when you're going to want to apply this. When you see powdery mildew, it's too late to really do much about it. Because powdery mildew actually infects before you ever see it. So it's actually doing its thing before that. So what you want to do is as the new leaves are coming out, that's when you're going to want to spray and you're going to want to watch the weather. If it's going to rain and it's been about, 7 to 10 days since you sprayed last, get a spray on there. So that way when it rains, the copper will be there and it'll prevent it. And that's really your best case. Now, if it is on the peonies, if you don't quite get the timing of it just right, you can use something like neem oil. Neem oil is probably the best thing you can apply once you see powdery mildew. The neem oil does a great job of stripping that off the leaves and taking it off so that you don't see it anymore. It's not doing a lot, kind of kills it a little bit, but it's the best thing you can do to really keep it, get it off once it's on there.
So now you do the stalks and the leaves.
I'm sorry, what was that?
With the neem oil, you spray the leaves and the stalks.
Everything, yeah. Just spray everything. Yeah, just spray on. The leaves are really what's going to get it the most. But powdery mildew on those guys, it can go all the way down to the ground.
Well, if I have a picture, it's my own darn fault because I never got them. I they're still out there. I didn't get the plants taken out of the ground, cut off.
Oh, sure. Well, you got time. You can still do that now. But like you mentioned, you want to throw those away. Don't put them in a mulch pile. But really just keep an eye on that. Like I said, the copper will work as a preventative. You can spray that on as we get into the season. And then if you do get that neem oil.
I wish I'd done it a couple years ago. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call. All right, we are done for this week. Enoch, thank you again for being here with me. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, getting a chance to know you. We'll have you on again soon, I hope. And we are done with this week. I will talk to you all next week here on the Zamzos Garden Show.